This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This story now from the Marketplace desk of things you didn't know existed but which are going away. The President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness is set to disappear tomorrow, 2 years after it was set up to create jobs and competitiveness. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro has that story.
I asked Brookings Institution economist Gary Burtless what he thought about the President's Jobs Council calling it quits.
Well, as probably more than one economist would remark to you, I didn't even remember we had one.
Most of the American public would answer the same. Though the 26 members of the council did include some big names, mostly CEOs from companies like GE, Intel, and DuPont. The general idea?
Leaders of the business community could offer some advice to the president on how jobs could be created more quickly with government help.
But those leaders had a hard time seeing past their own interests, says Burtless. Their insights and suggestions mostly applied to their own companies.
They're not thinking hard about the broad policy problems facing the United States of America.
At council meetings, President Obama repeated mantras like this.
I wake up every single morning thinking about how can I make sure that anybody who wants a job is able to get a job.
Then the conversations turned very specific. Like an airline saying better air traffic control would let planes idle less and save money on jet fuel. MIT economist Thomas Kohan says the council leaders failed to push hard for government spending on such programs.
We know that infrastructure investments have very good rates of return, both in job creation and in building competitive economy, and yet they didn't really make a strong case.
Nor did the CEOs offer to match government investment with their own money, he says. So the President's Job Council drummed up some good ideas, but no plan to pay for them. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.